Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
As we heard, a federal appeals court has upheld Michigan's emergency manager law. The Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals says the law does not violate voting rights. It does not racially discriminate. The court says there's no fundamental right to vote for local officials, and the state has a legitimate interest in fixing financially struggling local governments. In light of Monday's ruling upholding a decision from federal judge George Stee, where does Michigan go from here? Wayne State University law professor Peter Hammer will be part of a panel exploring that question tomorrow at a forum put on by the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research at Michigan State University. He is with us now. Peter, were you surprised by the appeals court ruling?
I was very disappointed, but I was not surprised. And the reason I'm not surprised is because current constitutional law is incredibly inadequate in dealing with issues of structural racism.
And the court says, you know, the law is imperfect, but it doesn't discriminate. Talk to us some more, especially knowing you're director for the Damon J. Keith Center for Civil Rights.
Yeah, the need to be thinking about municipal distress from a historical perspective really teaches you that it's a convergence of sort of deindustrialization, white flight, failed regionalism, and structural racism. And so when the court can look at municipal distress, and I would say when the governor can look at municipal distress and the state looks at it and not see the legacy of structural racism, they're failing to see what's really there. And when you're blind, right, you're sort of blind justice. And this was an amazing illustration of really how inadequate existing understandings of constitutional law are to deal with the deeply troubling issues that we face for this generation.
So kind of taking the spreadsheet bottom line approach versus history.
Right. I mean, think about what it means to have municipal distress when you have rising revenues, right? That's a sign of mismanagement. What does it mean to have municipal distress when you have a decade of sharply declining revenue? Right? You can't blame that on individuals. There's structural systemic problems. And when you come up with the mandate to do everything conceivable to balance the budget, what you're really doing is a sort of the cruel economics of fiscal austerity. And you're creating second-class cities and second-class citizenship in places like Flint, in places like Pontiac, in places like Detroit.
And is the court then saying that if you live in these financially distressed cities under emergency management, you don't get a voice?
You have no rights. I mean, basically, this is another form of apartheid that says that if you are born in a zip code, and we know that the zip codes are highly racialized and opportunity is highly racialized, if you're born in the wrong zip code in this country, you do not have the same democratic rights as somebody born in a wealthy zip code.
What now? Legally, is this the final word, or can they keep working their way up?
Well, two important things to know. The first is that Judge Stee did find that there was a potential constitutional violation of equal protection and dismissed that without prejudice to enable the appeal to go forward, right? So at a very minimum, I would hope to see a trial and a discussion about whether or not emergency management violates equal protection. Independent of that, on the range of other issues that were decided yesterday, there's a possibility of anything from an en banc appeal for the entire Sixth Circuit to trying to seek some form of certiorari review from the Supreme Court.
So that en banc appeal is exactly what we saw Attorney General Schuette endeavor with the straight ticket voting.
Right. And it's just sort of the logic. You get a decision by a panel and a strategic call to whether or not to go for an en banc review and then whether or not to seek a Supreme Court review.
Ultimately, what does this decision, in your feeling, mean for Michigan cities, Michigan schools?
Well, I think, and I would attribute this to the sort of crisis in Flint that was really a wake-up call. I would hope that independent of the constitutional review, that we've awoken from our slumber and really come to realize that emergency management is a deadly tool and has to be, if not repealed wholesale, very substantially reformed. So I'm very hopeful that the discussion tomorrow will really focus on the weaknesses as a policy level of emergency management, and it pushes responsibility back to the state legislature and the governor to come up with a policy fix. The fact that the Sixth Circuit didn't find a constitutional violation really provides them no shelter from doing the right thing, which is to do substantial changes in the law.
Wayne State University law professor Peter Hammer will be part of the panel at the IPPSR's second September forum. It'll be tomorrow from 11:30 to 1:30 in the Mackinac Room on the fifth floor of the Anderson House office building right there in Lansing. It is free. It is open to the public. And I'm sure you're going to have a really interesting conversation, a lot to chew over, Peter Hammer.
Yeah, it will be a good discussion.
Thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
My pleasure.